Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just talking to people in your area about local issues, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Sí.
Gracias. El survey o el estudio está en inglés. Es por eso que le estoy hablando en inglés, señora. Pero gracias, muy amable. Señora, the next question, just for a statistical purpose only, okay? By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, ma'am. But do you think of yourself as a male, a female, genderqueer, non-confirming, not exclusive male or female, or additional gender?
Hi,
female, right, right. What is the year? I know, but nowadays, you know, so nobody feels discriminated. But just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
Oh, 51.
Okay, 51. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, you understand English, but do you speak English? You think you can give me the answers in English so it can be in the record?
¿Tú quieres que yo te conteste en inglés?
If it's possible,
porque ya creo que es un poquito de discriminación. Si tú
no,
me
yo
estás
entiendo.
Hablando inglés, yo te puedo hablar de
sí, no, no,
de
yo entiendo.
Es una discriminación del idioma, yo creo, no sé.
No, y créame, yo le agradezco que se tome
si
el tiempo de ayudarme.
Para...
Sí,
si
hablo
hispana,
español.
Yo creo que debes... Claro, claro.
No,
si
entiendo, yo soy hispana también. Sí.
Y soy puertorriqueña y tengo derecho al voto, así que...
Qué bueno, qué bueno. Pero, como le digo, este es un estudio y solo está en inglés. Entonces, para que ellos no piensen que yo estoy grabando la respuesta
sí.
que yo quiero, solo para el que esté grabado, ¿cree que me puede dar las respuestas en inglés? Se lo voy a apreciar mucho.
Okay.
Okay, muy amable, señora, créamelo. No, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no? Me dijo que era just Puerto Rican, right?
Sí, yes.
Okay, thank you, man. And is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? How do you consider yourself?
Spanish, Latino.
Hispanic. Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? A high school graduate, some college but not a degree, associate degree,
high school.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Uh-huh. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, a 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all. What number?
Sí. Yes, number 1, a lot of power.
No. So that would be number 10, a lot of power, right? Okay. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or somewhat satisfied? How do you feel?
Number one, satisfied.
Very dissatisfied or very satisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And can you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on issues on a scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And if you had no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, can you please indicate that? Thank you. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 10? One number.
Oh, this is my first. This is my first.
Okay.
Number one for me.
Okay. But that's beautiful. But that means you feel very warm and favorable towards Donald Trump. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that would be number 10, okay? Number 5
yes,
is neutral. And number 0 is very cold and unfavorable. So from 0 to 10, Donald Trump.
10.
10, okay. How about Kamala Harris from 0 to 10?
Oh, no. No. Kamala Harris, no. Zero.
Zero, okay. How about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? How do you feel about him for 0 to 10?
No, zero.
Zero, okay. How about the Republican Party in general? What number from 0 to 10?
10.
10. And how about the Democratic Party from 0 to 10?
No, in past year I'm Democrat, but I changed now.
Understand.
No more Democrat, no. For now, it's 10. Republican,
okay.
10.
The Democratic Party, what number will you give him? Zero?
Zero.
Zero, okay. How about Joe Biden? What number?
Hey.
Zero.
Oh, SDPO, zero.
Zero, okay.
Zero.
Hey, how about Senator, I haven't heard that for a long time. How about Senator Bo Casey Jr. For 0 to 10? What number?
Who's that?
Senator Bob Casey Jr., he's the senator right now in the state.
Senator for,
how do you feel about him?
I don't know nothing about the senator. I don't know, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay. So you have no opinion about him?
No opinion.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Joe Biden? The third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Other independent third party? Undecided? Would you vote for another political office but not president? Or will you not vote at all in the upcoming election? If the November 2024... Sure, Mr. Trump, okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your
independent
house?
I'm independent.
The Republican? Or the Democrat candidate?
The Republican.
The Republican candidate, okay, for Congress. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Their first statement, it says, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections would not impact me that much. Or second statement, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to me, to my everyday life. Which one comes closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
I don't know.
But how do you feel that, you know, your personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections will not have any impact me that much?
Nothing impact me.
Okay, so the first one?
No, I don't know.
Okay, we can move right along. Now, which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Here's the first statement. Our government and political system would likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's what some people say. Now, the second statement. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could work in the future. The last statement. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one comes closer to your opinion? The first one, the second one, or the third one?
I don't know, because the governor, I don't know. Oh, but, my God.
What should I record so we can move right along? You think our government and political system will likely never work effectively? Or you think our government and political system do not work effectively now, but it will work in the future? Or do you think the government and political system is working effectively?
I don't know. Maybe number three.
Number three? Okay. That's okay, man. There is no right or wrong answer. Believe me, I do appreciate your patience, man. Very kind of you for helping me. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about your own future? How do you feel? Negative or positive?
About my own what?
Your own future.
Future, okay.
Yeah. Positive or negative? How do you feel?
Positive. Positive.
Positive. Of course. It's great. Thank you. I love your spirit. Now, how do you feel? Do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country? How do you feel?
Negative.
Okay. How about the future of the planet in general? How do you feel? Negative or positive?
Negative.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I wrote it wrong. You said negative, right? Now moving right along.
Yeah.
Do you expect it to be hotter or easier for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or it will be about the same? What do you think? It's going to be much hotter, somewhat hotter, about the same, somewhat easier, or much easier for you to vote?
The political, I don't care nothing about that. I don't know. Because my life is insane. I don't know. My life is insane.
I understand, ma'am. But do you think this year, when you go and vote in the upcoming 2024 November elections, do you think it's going to be much harder, somewhat harder for you to vote, about the same that it was last time, somewhat easier or much easier? About the same? Somewhat harder?
Same,
okay. Now, thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, can you please indicate the two best reasons why you may not vote in the upcoming elections? You can select up to two answers, okay? Do you think it would be harder for you to vote because of the racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote? Or it is too difficult for me to vote? Or because the elections are rigged and my vote won't matter? Or because voting doesn't change things that matters to me, or I don't have time to vote, or I don't know enough about the candidates, or I don't like any of the candidates. Which one do you think? Can you select two other reasons you may not vote?
This is hard for me. Answer that question.
I know. But it's only two. Do you think it's going to be hard for you to go to vote because it's difficult for you to vote? Or because the elections are rigged? Okay. Or because the voting doesn't change things that matters to you?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. you're beautiful. Now, who do you think is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Do you think MAGA Republicans make it harder for you, or racist politicians, or the Democrats, or all politicians, or none of the above?
Nothing about.
Okay, thank you. Now, below is the list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, ma'am, can you please indicate how concerned you are about each item on the scale from 0 to 10? Now, 10 means that is very concerned. And 5 means that you are neither concerned or unconcerned. And 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, the issue of increasing political violence in response to American elections from 0 to 10. Are you not concerned at all? That's 0. Neither concerned or unconcerned, or very concerned from 0 to 10. What number? What do you think? 6, 7, 8?
You mean 6.
6, okay. How about having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote? Does that make you very concerned, neither concerned or concerned, or not concerned at all, from 0 to 10? What number?
10.
10, okay. And restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. How concerned are you about that? Very, neither concerned nor concerned, or not concerned at all? What number from 0 to 10?
Number 3. I don't know.
Number 3, okay. Uh-huh. And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections. by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. For 0 to 10, what number? How concerned are you?
Oh, my God, this is very alpha.
But how concerned are you that, you know, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have an unchecked influence on elections? How concerned are you? Very, somewhat, or not concerned at all? From 0 to 10, what number?
1.
Okay. And creating surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday life. Are you very concerned about that? Neither concerned or concerned, or not concerned at all? What number, from 0 to 10?
Ten.
10, okay. I appreciate your patience. I mean, there's no right or wrong answers, okay? I mean, you just tell me what you think and I'll write it down. It's your opinion that matters. Now, how about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? From 0 to 10, what number? Mm-hmm. How concerned are you? 6, 7, 8, or 3, 2, 4, which number?
Who's eight?
Eight, okay. How about preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as a president, even as those things were illegal? How concerned are you about that? From 0 to 10.
It was. Is that your question?
Yeah, the question is preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal. How concerned are you about that issue? For 0 to 10? Whatever. 10? Okay. How about arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters extended in long lines to vote? How concerned are you about that? From 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. And the last one, giving the president power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat, or not concerned at all? From 0 to 10, what number?
1.
1, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you. We're almost done, okay? How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? You think it's a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or no problem at all?
I don't know, because this town is quiet. I don't know.
Okay. But do you have any racial discrimination? Do you think in your community today, racial discrimination is a big problem? Somewhat of a problem?
A small
problem or no problem at all?
No problem.
No problem. Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans on a scale from 0 to 10. Can you please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, and 5 means that you are neither concerned nor concerned, and 0 means you're not concerned at all. You may select any number, okay, from 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color, from enslaving to Jim Crow segregation. How concerned are you about that, from 0 to 10? What number? Any number, ma'am. Okay.
2?
Okay. How about MAGA? But MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take and hold power for themselves. How concerned are you about that statement? Not concerned at all, neither concerned or concerned, or extremely concerned? From 0 to 10, one number.
Oh, 1.
1, okay. How about instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes. Are you very concerned about that? Not at all concerned? Neither concerned nor concerned. What number? From 0 to 10. Any number, ma'am. Don't worry about it. Any number that might come to mind.
Yes, any number. I'm going to the whole 10.
Okay. 10, okay. Now,
I don't care that.
I understand. We're almost done, man. MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers so the ballot box and even overturn our elections. How concerned are you about the statement? Not at all, neither concerned nor concerned, or extremely concerned? From 0 to 10.
10.
Any number. 10? Okay. Now, we're almost done, man. I appreciate your patience. So here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Now, which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make changes on issues that you care about the most? You can select up to two. Do you voting in the state or local elections, such as for governor and mayor?
No, because I change for independent. I register independent.
Oh, you bought as independent, I understand.
Yeah. Changed this year. Yeah.
To independent,
and
okay.
Here is, I bought that, yeah.
That's good, man. A lot of people have changed to an independent, believe me. Now, do you talk to friends and family about politics, yes or no?
Yes, we're talking.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Do you engage?
We're there, or you too, and everything.
Okay. Do you do posting in social media? Like you say, you do Facebook, WhatsApp?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you engage? I see.
Oh, okay. Do you donate to political campaigns or organizations? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you boycott a company? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you vote in federal elections, such as for president and U.S. Congress? Yes or no?
For president, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues that you care about? Can you please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10? 10 means a lot of power, 5 means some power, and 0 means no power at all. What number? From 0 to 10. How much power do you feel that your vote has?
10.
10? Okay, excellent. Now, one last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Republican Donald Trump? Democrat Joe Biden?
You say it's 2024.
Would you vote for Republican Donald Trump? A Democrat Joe Biden? The third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Or another independent third party? Undecided?
Trump.
Okay. Yeah. You, Mr. Trump.
Trump.
Which of the following? You say I was waiting for that. Okay, now. Now, which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump, constant lying and misrepresentations, or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health? What concerns you the most?
Repeat.
Joe Biden's age and mental physical health, or Donald Trump's? Joe Biden?
No, okay. No, Donald Trump is too old, and he don't know what he's doing.
Okay,
he's crazy.
Okay, if the November... If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote? Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Trump,
okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Right now, Republican.
You say you were independent or Republican?
Independent,
you're
yes. Independent, yes.
Okay. Now, do you lean towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither? You like more the Republicans, right?
I change for independent, but right now, I'm Republican.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative or very conservative? How do you consider yourself on political issues?
Conservative? Yes.
Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
So, yes.
Somewhat?
No, conservative, yes.
Very conservative? Is that how you consider yourself?
Yes.
Okay, very conservative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, are you or have you ever been a member of a union? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
My husband.
Your own, or you live with some family and friend?
Yeah, my husband, yes. No friend.
Oh, but you own your house or you rent?
On,
okay. And were you born in the United States or in another country?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. And were your parents born in the United States or in another country?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, okay. And for who did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else or not eligible or you did not vote? Do you remember who you voted for last elections?
Oh, last election for Trump.
Trump, okay.
Yes,
and no, I understand. But which of the following best describes your current employment status? You are retired already, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And last year, that was 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Did you get $25,000 or $25,000 to $34,000? Or 35 to 44,000, 45 to 54,000, 25.
I think 25, between 25 years.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, man. Very kind of you for helping me. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. It's been a pleasure. Okay.
Sí.
Adiós. Muchas sí, gracias, señora. Muy amable. Okay. Le agradezco mucho.
Igual. Gracias. Trump.
Sí. Está grabado.
Bye,
ahí. Okay. Gracias, señora. Adiós.
Bye.